शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। हाउ आर यू? फाइन ओनली। द होल वर्ल्ड एट दिस टाइम इज थिंकिंग ऑफ समथिंग विच इज फुल ऑफ फियर, राइट? एंड वी एट द टाइम आर सिटिंग इन मधुबन। What can be the biggest fortune? Yes, for our own self, big applause, exercise applause. Yeah? Because, yes, Ushavan, we are in Madhuban at this time when the whole world is shaking due to different kinds of assumptions, predictions, commentaries, future, whatnot. So first of all, this evening we will enjoy the deep and important meaning of this song. As you know, Baba's almost all songs in Hindi, they are created, their lyrics are based on knowledge, Baba's Murli. There are hundreds of Baba's children who, as soon as they listen Murli, they just sit down and all the things which are coming in the Murli, they make a song. So present situation, when things are happening very fast, change is happening and Baba is also giving signal to become complete. So this is very relevant song, suitable song, which was created of course long, long ago. But I would like that first of all, we go into realization of the meaning of the song. Yes. So one word you have understood from the song which was placed recently, and that word was Manmanabhav. How many times? 3 times. Can we speak in chorus together? Manmanabhav, Manmanabhav, Manmanabhav. So this is the message not for others, but for my own self. No matter what happens around me, but I should be able to stay in the stage of experience of God's presence. Because only one thing is stable in the world, and that's God. So if I am by the side of God, no matter whatever is changing, I am able to see that change without being affected from any kind of situations. So that's the very first step of our security. Baba has given us this in the form of a mantra. Mantra is always given for liberation. And liberation we always want from something which has come to challenge us, hurt us, harm us, or prison us. So, Manmanabhav, Manmanabhav, Manmanabhav. Okay, Brother Suresh. So let's see how this song opens the secret for today's class. How many of you know Hindi? Very few. Okay, you already enjoyed, but now second dose of that. We do not bring anything with us. We all souls came from Paramdham, entered into the womb of Mother. What we had with us? We had nothing. Even if we started changing costumes, we didn't have anything physical. We had only our sanskars with us. So everyone knows, I have not brought anything material, anything physical. What I can sense through my physical senses, I will have to leave even this body. Yes? Yeah. Then why not to live with love and happiness, so that there is shower of ease and solace for everyone, the shower, the rain of comfort. Why not to live with happiness and love when I know that ultimately everything is to be renounced? I got everything here, I will go from here leaving everything. Then why not live with love, so that there can be happiness and solace for all, and everything will transform around me when my mind, my thoughts will transform. And for that, manmana bhav, manmana bhav, manmana bhav. So manmana bhav will transform my mind. So this message Baba had again given today. Yes, today's Avikt meeting. This Murli will be revised tomorrow, but this reminder of making my mind pure, to have the purity of royalty in each and every thought, feelings, words, actions and relationship, certainly means not just I say I'm celibate, but Baba has given a beautiful definition that royalty of purity means you will have to discard, renounce and let go any kind of ill feelings, bad feelings, and just have, sustain shubh, sacred, pure feelings, shubh bhavna, good wishes and shubh kamna, royalty of purity, shubh bhavna and shubh kamna. And generally, as spiritual human beings, because this is our way of life, we all want to stay like this and try to be like this, and we are like this with all those who are good with us. But what about those who are not so good with us? What happens then? Yeah? 90% are good with us, we have good feelings and pure wishes for them. But if 5%, 10% are not as we would like them to be with us, that is the time when I have to renounce what is coming from them to me. Because only when I take that, see that, accept that, it affects, and you reciprocate that what you have received from them, not that what you have your original nature. Do we have coronavirus in our original structure? Do we have? Because this is what's happening now, so example has to be given accordingly. So do we have coronavirus? No, we have karuna virus. Karuna means mercy, rahm, kindness, love. But when I take something not so good from outside and start storing that in the box of my intellect, then anything which is viral, it will grow on my energy and then create infection. I will again give back that to the persons around me. So one thing which Baba has made very clear for us, sweet children, you are originally pure. But now, in order to stay in that experience of purity, regularly hold the coat. Sit down like a king. King in the center of forehead. Every now and then, at least once in a day. I am a king, and my energy, my time, my treasures of happiness, peace and love, I would not like to be taken away by robbers, traitors, or whosoever. I would like to use them to make others' life peaceful and powerful. So I am sitting, and my doors, these five doors, I check. So when I say no to whatever wrong is coming from outside, I am able to stay in that love or remembrance which takes the form of fire. And that's what is tapasya. Tapasya means that much degree of company of Father, that much experience of presence of Father which creates fire, the fire of transformation, fire of love. And when you know that I have to be again what I was originally, no reason, no excuse. So this is what is the fire of love which makes me to fulfill the conditions of love, because Baba loves me and I love Baba, so I cannot allow myself now to be like this. So checking, am I in this stage? I am not allowing anything negative from outside coming in. Just a day ago, or maybe 2 days ago, we had the Murli on love. Baba said, the journey of remembrance, pilgrimage of remembrance, in fact, is the pilgrimage or the journey of love. Yaad ki yatra, prem ki yatra hai. So this life with God is the journey of love. So as much as I have love for Baba, one Baba, Baba told that much, you are able to help me. As much as you have love for Baba, you have good dharna. Baba's words were achha pyar. Achha pyar means quality love. One is diluted love. Yes, I love you, but you know very well that I have these sanskars. It's called compromised love. Modern kind of love. When you always have but. I love you, but I'm a weak soul. I love you, but I have sanskars of 63 births. I love you, but. Yeah? But what is this but? Did Baba say this but when he came to me and he gave me drishti? He accepted me. He didn't say, well, I am ocean of love, but you are really extremely tamopradhan and in the rubbish, lying in the rubbish in the hell. Sorry, I cannot touch you. No. He touched me. He hugged me. He embraced me through his feelings, vibrations and drishti. Yes, no? Yes, no? Yes? Without exception. without exception. And if Baba has removed, renounced this word, but, so why I choose to hold on to this obstacle which is coming in between myself and Father? So quality love which does not allow any but, and quality love means which is not seasonal. No, as in every country in the politics there are seasonal patriots. When there are elections they would just speak very big sound slogans of patriotism, service to the nation. Yes? So am I seasonal love? When Baba's season comes closer, I start preparing, you know, Baba is going to come. I have to go to Madhavan. And I will be now taking care of my thoughts. Or seasonal love means whenever anything happens according to me, my wish, I get what I need, I really feel a lot of feeling of gratitude to God. But if according to my intellect, something is, I'm not able to perceive good for me, I have a question, I have doubt. I cannot sing then song, oh my Baba, thank you Baba, this is also good and this is also good. So that is seasonal love. Quality love. In any market these days, you can get the same kind of fruit or vegetable of different types, different quality. The same object you will get for 50 rupees one piece, the same object you may get for 10 rupees one piece. Why? So we all speak, Baba, I love you. We all speak, Baba, I love you. But what is the quality of love? Each and every one of us know. And then also Baba said in the same murli, yes, achha pyar to achhi dharna. Because when I have quality love, I can't behave otherwise. Because I know Baba will not be happy. I'm concerned about Baba. I'm not concerned about proving myself right. I don't tend to be stubborn to show that what I did was genuine or logical. No, I don't. Because I know that Baba is looking at me. Does Baba look at me? Does Baba look at me? Yes? If someone loves you, what that one does? If someone loves you, sitting in that corner, there are 1,000 persons sitting, so that one who loves you, what that one does? Looking at you from any corner. Yeah? You would say, oh, I don't have experience. But you have knowledge. You know, many births we had been in the love with human beings, bodily beings. Even now also, mothers are sitting, parents are sitting. So if Baba loves me, Baba is looking 24 hours round the clock. What she is doing? He is looking at me. Acha, in the morning at Amrit Vela, she told me, I love you. And now after 2 hours, she is just in debate with this one. What has happened to her? Because when we are in love, we are not two, we are one. Through me, people will come to know the one whom I love. Through that one whom I love, people will come to know me. Got it? Should I repeat? Clear. So therefore, if I am behaving like this, will people be able to know God through me? Does God debate proofs? Did we ever listen that Baba comes and says, well children, you should plan a case against so and so, those who have written, God of Gita is Krishna, not Shiva. Find out them. Did Baba say like that? Baba speaks truth, knowledge, so that we are liberated from doing mistakes. Baba talks about truth so that we don't say the same wrong things now. Did Baba ever say, now Avikt Bab Dada, that please go and find out Muhammad Ghaznavi or his family and clan who looted Somnath temple 18 times so that at least to get something back for Brahma Kumaris? Did Baba say that? Although it is not possible, yes, to get back. But still, Baba does not do this business. So the one who loves Baba too cannot do that. So quality love. And then quantitative. Quantity of love. Again Baba said in the Murli, ki if you have complete love, only if you have complete love, Sampuran Preet, 100%, Sampuran means complete, means 100, absolute means 100, then your sins can be destroyed. And why there is absence of this kind of love, degree of love, completeness of love? Because some part of the love is with our own body. So this very first thing, I am a soul and this my body is not permanent, has not fixed in the mind. It is not fixed there. Baba is permanent and my body temporary. And moreover, I have given this body to Baba, I am trustee. Who is able to take more care of this body, me or Baba? Who is able to take more care of this body, me or Baba? Yes, no. Maybe Baba. Are you sure about that? 100% sure about that? No, there is a word, faith. You know, it sounds like religious. So therefore, better to remember Hindi word, nishchay. Nishchay. Yes, I know. Nishchay is not just faith. Faith enlightened with knowledge. Nishchay. I know that. Baba, it's not I have faith that Baba can take care. I know that Baba can take care of this body more than me. So I have to go to that way. So quantity of love. Checking this quantity makes me to understand how much attachment to my own body is yet to be renounced. And the presence of attachment to the body is expressed in words and actions in the form of fear. Something happens and the face changes. Drishti changes. There is a feeling of being subservient, unhappy, insecurity, attachment. I want to always have good condition. It's a good thing, it's the right thing to think that I should be healthy. Because if I will be healthy, in a good condition, I will be able to do good things. But if you want to do good things with good health, you will hardly have test from body. You can write this in your diary today. We want to have good health because it makes me feel good. There is then Maya. If you want good body, good health, because you want to do good things in the world, then the laws of drama, the laws of world will try to keep you healthy. Because you are thinking of world. Don't we see this wonder through Dadi Janki? Just day before yesterday, situation was that we, and today morning, again some wonder happened. Again wonder happened, again good news, again doctors are happy, again the whole team is happy. Yes? Again and again the body's energy is gifted because of soul's tendency, wish to serve the world, serve the family. Not just because I want to stay in this body, just because I want to do this from body. So renunciation is not a word synonym to something being taken away from me forcibly, you know, and making me to have something less. That is, after renouncing this, I will be left with something less. No. Tyag is the greatest act, and especially the tyag of renunciation of this consciousness of this my body. We get this title of Rajyogi only after we have renounced this attachment to the body. Then you look like Rajyogi, you vibrate like yogi. With attachment to this body, we look like Brahmin. Because Brahmin, you finish the course, you listen Murli, you are Brahmin. But from Brahmin to Yogi, to Raj Yogi. And then from Yogi to Angel. And then from Angel to Deity. And this consciousness or awareness of the body will be there every second, because body is with me, constantly with me. Therefore we have been given this knowledge that you are in the body, but you are not body. You are a soul. So silence means to be able to do this in a second. Just now you check yourself. In a second. Yes, I know. I am a pure soul. In a second. Detachment from the body. And this then helps me to stay away from fluctuations. So tapasya means warmth of God's love, fire of God's love, and also stability, determination. Fluctuation of moods, or fluctuation of sanskars from negative to positive, from ordinary to positive or ordinary to Brahmin sanskars like this. If sun today rises from east and goes to west, and then next day rises from west and then goes to east, what will happen? What we will say about the sun? What sun does? Sun rises from, yes? Sun is stable. And I, the soul, master son of knowledge, master son of knowledge. At least one thought, at least I have to show that much stability, tapasya, in one thought, I am a soul. I am a point. Any kind of identity of the body is not mine. Then I have the face of soul. And what is that face of soul? When Shri Baba comes in the body of Gulzar Dadi, then what face Bab Dada has? Dadi Gulzar's face or Bab Dada has his own face? What do you think? It is Dadi Gulzar's face or Bab Dada's face? Today we met Bab Dada in the morning. Everybody had the meeting? Everybody was there? Everyone? Okay. So it was Gulzar Dadi's face or Bab Dada's face? Bab Dada's face. So soul and the thoughts and the face. These things are created. This is my creation. This is my creation. And Baba has told just one small thing, that maybe you are speaking through your words hundreds of times that you are God's child. You are a soul. You are a spiritual being. You are giving this message. But Baba wants, in addition to this message giving through words, Baba wants to make every child's face a mirror. A mirror which shows Bab Dada. And Baba asks for that gift, mirror as gift. Yes, today's gift ceremony. Yes, yeah. I'm sitting here just to ignite you for getting gift and giving gift. Yeah, today's gift ceremony, not class. So giving gift is good or getting gift is good? What should be first? What is first? Giving and then receiving. Both has to be done with royalty. We all come to Madhuban, we all prepare gifts. No one comes empty-handed. They can be in one form, in material form, or in object form, money form, isn't it? But Baba wants one special gift. And that is this mirror, which shows Bab Dada, because Baba says there is no glass, no mirror in the world which can show God. No mirror in the world. God is not visible in any mirror. So this face has to become like mirror. And this will become like mirror showing God if the soul sitting in this face, behind this face, is constantly in God's company. Yeah? There is sun, there is star. And when the sun and star are closer, what you see? You see star or you see sun? What do you see? What do you see? you see sun. So we are stars, sparkling stars. So if I sit with Sun of Knowledge and Sun of Love, Baba will be visible. These days, of course, announcement is made, you should try to avoid going, yes, in big numbers to Madhuban, Pandabhavan, just for some time. But if those who have never ever visited Madhuban, first timers, yes, how many first timers are sitting today? Can you raise big hands? So, you are staying in Pandabhavan? Here? Okay. Did you visit Pandabhavan? Visit? You had a visit? Okay. Is there anyone who has not gone to Pandabhavan yet? Okay, at least you went once in this period, yeah? In next 2, 3, 4 days, when you are here and you go to Pandabhavan, there is history hall. And on the right side of history hall, you know, on the top of the wall, external wall, you see these faces behind. You just turn your faces and see behind those faces on the roof. Just see those faces. Yeah? Purvaj, ancestor souls. So here, the images of course are like, you know, clouded images, but still you can enjoy the vibrations. But those real pictures, real time photos, so all these framed photos are there. You just stand for 5 minutes only and look at them. You don't see souls. You don't see souls. Souls means she's Tatiana, she's Galina, she's Marina, this is Andre, this is Martin, this is Mike. This is called souls. But when you see all alike faces, they are different souls, but they have finished those differences by holding on to sun. Their personality is not visible. It's not no more necessary. They decided, I am not so necessary for the world in this last moment. God is necessary. So they had hold on God's thought and see the life. So according to this kind of tapasya, the meaning of self-realization changes. It is self-transformation. Self-realization happened the moment I understood I am a soul. That's it. What else I have to realize about myself? I am soul. Whichever soul I am soul. But now I have to rise up to the level of my father. I have to transform and become like my father. That is the only thing remains. But if most of my time is going in struggling to find out, oh, who am I? I want to understand. What's my role after all? Does God need me? Or does Brahman family need me? Or who am I ultimately? This all jungle of questions, they keep me away from this beautiful life of service. So such renunciation and such tapasya, through which Baba says, sitting with me, donate. Give the rays of peace and love and happiness and cooperation. You are here and everyone feels okay through your presence. This is tapasya. If one soul is such, 100 others, 1,000 others can be calmed down. So none of us can overlook the importance of one. Importance of one such soul who is tapasvi, rajyogi at this time of the world will be visible, revealed very soon, and is being revealed. Yes? At least smile. Yes, smile for yourself. I am such child. So now, let's for some time sit in this experience, renouncing any kind of thing which I am holding as waste due to the situations which are around us these days, thoughts of being able to return to my own country, or I will not be able to return to my country. Yes? Anyone has this problem? Yes? No one? Are you afraid that airport is closed, country is closed, or you are happy that you will stay here? But are Madhuban Vasis happy that we will stay here? You know, that's very important. Does Dadi Ratan Mohini, Didi Shashi, Nirbhay Bhai Saab is happy that we will be here? They should be happy. And how they will be happy? If we are in the waste thinking, people would like us to leave from here as soon as possible. Our vibrations will create an atmosphere of tension. But if we will be in the very loving stage of God, automatically things will take their own course. We will have to be here, we will be here. The doors will be open for us to go, we will go. But no waste thinking. Taking right steps with right stage of mind, and even if we will be here, we will work so hard. We will not just sit and bask in the sun. We will clean, we will cook, we will cut vegetables, we will do the things. Yes, it's our own home, so no waste thinking. So let's now sit relaxed, sit straight, alert, and prepare this gift, a beautiful, realized face reflecting my Baba, the face, the vibrations of happiness for finding the one who is Almighty. And with this happiness, I enjoy his company now.
प्यारे बाबा तेरी राहों पर